Our draft preview continues with a look at the offensive line. We've gone over some of the top performers in the at the offensive line position. We've looked at some of the sleepers, and now we'll take a look at the best fit for the Broncos out here on the practice field at Dove Valley. I'm Phil Milani, joined by Andrew Mason. And of course, Mace, we know that in the past, Gary Kubiak has found some gems later on in the draft at the offensive line position. But you have a guy who maybe would be a first round pick.
Yeah, let's start with TJ Clemmings out of Pittsburgh. The only reason he might not be a first round pick, even though a lot of mocks have him there, is because he's very raw. He converted from defensive line to offensive line when he was at Pittsburgh. So he's still learning technically how to be an offensive lineman, but he's very athletic. He's got long arms, 34 7/8 inches as measured at the combine to be exact. And he's very intelligent. So, you know, he's got lateral quickness, agility, long arms, intelligence. Those are all the items you look for from a zone blocker. And, you know, it's not that Kubiak hasn't been a part of, and Rick Dennison, the offensive coordinator, it's not that they haven't been a part of taking offensive linemen in the first round. You know, they've done it before. You know, Kubiak was in Houston when they took Dwayne Brown in 2008. Same year, Rick Dennison was here when the Broncos took Ryan Clady in the first round. So, you know, just because the Broncos and Kubiak don't normally take first-round offensive linemen doesn't mean that won't be the case this year.
Yeah, well, we were talking with Clancy Barone earlier this week about what's the toughest adjustment coming from the college game to the pro game, and he said, hey, you have to be able to recognize things and react to things and know when blitzes are coming and what kind of defense is coming, which means you must be very cerebral to play in this offensive line. The next guy might be that.
Yes, Lakin Tomlinson out of Duke, 52 starts in a complex offense. We've talked on DenverBroncos.com, and you know, we've written about the Duke scheme, and you know about the connections between Duke football and the Broncos since Peyton Manning came here. So you know that he can handle a complex system. 323 pounds. You know, he's very intelligent, does a good job reading plays, reading defensive intent as it develops. The only thing that maybe might hinder him as a zone blocker is he's not as quick as you'd like on his feet, but this is the rare offensive lineman field that I think could lose 10, even 15 pounds and become more effective and become quicker. So I think what he ends up doing, if he may keep his weight if he goes to some teams that want a power blocker, but if a zone blocking team drafts Lakin Tomlinson, I think he could drop a few pounds and be very effective.
Okay, thank you, Mace. Those are two guys that could be best fits at the offensive line position for the Broncos. And you can find out a little bit more about TJ Clemmings in our feature that's coming up on Friday. For Mace, I'm Phil, and that's been Best Fits.